moist matter, and a clear complexion. Lightness of the body, a pleasant scent, and a sweet voice, and an absence of greedy desires. Even as a mirror of gold covered by dust, when cleaned well, shines again in full splendour, when a man has seen the truth of the Spirit, he is one with him. The aim of his life is fulfilled, and he is ever beyond sorrow. Then the soul of man becomes a lamp by which he finds the truth of Brahman. Then he sees God, pure, never born, everlasting. And when he sees God, he is free from all bondage. This is the God whose light illumines all creation, the creator of all from the beginning. He was, he is, and forever he shall be. He is in all, and he sees all. Glory be to that God who is in the fire, who is in the waters, who is in plants and in trees, who is in all things in this vast creation. Unto that Spirit be glory and glory. Part 3. There is one in whose hands is the net of Maya, who rules with his power, who rules all the worlds with his power. He is the same at the time of creation and at the time of dissolution. Those who know him attain immortality. He is Rudra. He alone is the one who governs the worlds with his power. He watches over all beings and rules their creations and their destruction. His eyes and mouths are everywhere. His arms and feet are everywhere. He is God who made heaven and earth, who gave man his arms, and who gave to the birds their wings. May Rudra, the seer of eternity, who gave to the gods their birth and their glory, who keeps all things under his protection, and who in the beginning created the golden seed, grant us the grace of pure vision. Come down to us, Rudra, who art in the high mountains. Come and let thy light of thy face, free from fear and evil, shine upon us. Come to us with thy love. Let not the arrow in thy hand hurt man or any living being. Let it be an arrow of love. Greater than all is Brahman, the supreme, the infinite. He dwells in the mystery of all beings according to their forms in nature. Those who know him, who knows all, and in whose glory all things are, attain immortality. I know the Spirit Supreme, radiant like the sun beyond darkness. He who knows him goes beyond death, for he is the only path to life immortal. His infinity is beyond what is great or small, and greater than him there is nothing. Like a tree everlasting, he stands in the centre of heaven, and his radiance illumines all creation. Those who know him who is greater than all, beyond form and beyond pain, attain immortality. Those who know not go to the worlds of sorrow. All this universe is in the glory of God, of Shiva, the God of love. The heads and faces of men are his own, and he is in the hearts of all. He is indeed the Lord Supreme, whose grace moves the hearts of men. He leads us unto his own joy and to the glory of his light. He is the inmost soul of all, which, like a little flame, the size of a thumb, is hidden in the hearts of men. He is the master of wisdom, ever reached by thought and love. He is the immortality of those who know him. He has innumerable heads and eyes and feet, and his vastness enfolds the universe, and even a measure of 10 beyond. God is in truth the whole universe, what was, what is, and what beyond shall ever be. He is the God of life immortal, and of all life that lives by food. His hands and feet are everywhere. He has heads and mouths everywhere. He sees all, he hears all. He is in all, and he is. The light of consciousness comes to him through infinite powers of perception, and yet he is above these powers.